You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Dan Levinson's group, Dan Levinson's 11 Sons of Rosie, dedicated to Rosie McHarg. It was a centennial release, and the selection was Now That You're Gone, that was recorded in 2001. But, yes, the album is Where the Morning Glories Grow on Loop Garris. LG 1002. You can find that linked on my Radiola blog. So I would suggest you do that, in fact. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and it is a. It's got to lighten up the, whatever it is that's out there. It's just sort of a. It's really the darkest, physically darkest time of year. One of those, you know, rough times that you have to, you know, turn every light on in the house. Well, this show, I hope, will help. Although there is another element this week. I will confess to that. Lee Morris and her Bluegrass Boys in 1929, Miss You.
Tell me why you and I must be apart. After the happy days we've known, right or wrong, you belong close to my heart. I'm so unhappy here, alone. I miss you since you went away, dear. Than I can say, dear. Daytime, nighttime, nothing I do can make me forget that I still love you. I'm wondering why we had to break up. Wondering if we'll ever make up. Wondering if you ever miss me as I miss you.
lucky star. I saw you from afar. Two lovely eyes at me, they were gleaming. I was starstruck. You're all my lucky charm. I'm lucky in your arms. You've opened heaven's portal here on earth for this poor mortal. You are my lucky star.
Archie Blyer and his orchestra, Russ Morgan on the vocal, You Are My Lucky Star, 1935. Yes, and sometimes you have a star in your life and you're lucky that this person glows in it for a while and then is gone. More like a comet than a star, you might say. Meteor. But that's, you still appreciate having crossed paths with such a person. Before that, Abe Lyman and his orchestra, Grace Berry on the vocal, I Cover the Waterfront, 1933, beginning with Lee Morse and her Bluegrass Boys off a nice Columbia there. These were all 78s from this set. Miss You, 1929. You're listening to Radiola. Yes, we're trying to do it. We're struggling, raging against the dying of the light. That's what we can do, I suppose, for whatever reason we do that. I'm Andy Senior, and I've got my hand on the switch right now, about to turn them all on for you. Here's speaking of happiness and glow and bringing vivacity and joy to life. Here's Johnny Marvin. Mike Mosiello and Andy Sinella are accompanying him on this recording, which I think is one of his best. And the accompaniments really add to that, I believe. Marvelous in 1927.
Folks all say I'm hard to please, but I just met a little tease. I sure am crazy about my girl. Don't know the color of her eyes. I'm not certain about her size. I only know one word that sure describes her. Marvelous, 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 I'm raving. And when she puckers up her lips so sweet, she's got the brand of kissing can't be beat. Marvelous, marvelous, boys all love her so. They're out of luck, you see. She's mine exclusively, sweet, sweet, marvelous girl. Marvelous. everybody envies me. There's a reason plain to see. They know I've captured quite a prize. Last night I asked her to be wed. Marvelous was all she said. When she walks down the aisle, you'll hear me calling Marvelous. 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 I'm Raven. Each time she strolls up on the avenue, she stops the traffic with a glance or two. Marvelous. Marvelous. My head's in a whirl. I've got the wedding ring, preacher and everything. Sweet, sweet, marvelous girl.
The International Novelty Orchestra. Oh boy, what a girl. 1925. Before that is Ace Brigode and his 14 Virginians. Yes, sir, that's my baby. 1925. That was from a CD, but I originally was on Columbia, which I don't think I have that record anywhere. But it's around. It's out there. Beginning with Johnny Marvin, Marvelous, 1927. Yes, it's marvelous. It's both marvelous and not marvelous at the same time. But we have to concentrate on the better aspects of that. This is Radiola, and we're doing that. Yes, indeed. This is a, try to get that warm fire going, or for the space heater, whatever you have room for in your domicile. And that's what you can do. This is it. And I'm just bringing it out here. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm dispensing the light as I can. Paul Whiteman is orchestra, and this is particularly a vivacious selection dedicated to the person to whom it is dedicated. And this is a Charleston. Well, what else would it be? From 1925. Vic Spiderbeck at the piano, and his own classic recording of his own classic composition, In a Mist, 1927. Well, there's a mist out there. It's a little misty, you might say. Before that, Joy with Johnny Hamp and his Kentucky Serenaders in 1926, The Black Bottom, beginning with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, The Charleston, 1925. Yes, oh yes. Hang on to that. Hang on to that in your heart, would you? This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to hang on to those, that joy that should be there, and present it. It is there. We're going to continue now with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. Oh yes, 1933. Ozzie sings "Beautiful Girl."
That lies under the big blue sky. Beautiful girl, you're a dazzling eyeful. Beautiful girl, I could never trifle. If I had you, you'd be my dream come true. Blondes and brunettes that are hard to resist, you surpass them like a queen. You've got those lips that were meant to be kissed, and you're over sweet 16. Beautiful girl, what a gorgeous creature. Beautiful girl, let me call the preacher. What can I do but give my heart to you? Beautiful girl.
Nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look.
And there's Carl Ravel, actually Carl Ravazza and his orchestra, Gone with the Wind, 1937. Yeah, that's it. Fred Astaire, The Way You Look Tonight, 1936, lovely song. And hold that in your heart, too, would you, while you're at it? Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Beautiful Girl, 1933, and Ozzie was singing there for you. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and perhaps for my next program I will do a New Year's Eve dance party type thing, as I did last year, a new one, maybe not 4 hours, but I'll see what I can do. But this is a personal show, and there's a little personal stuff going on here that I have to admit to, dedicated to someone we lost recently, and it was way before her time. Not a person that was close to me at the moment, but someone whom I had known years ago and had always been there, and just a beautiful and delightful human being, and will be deeply missed. We're going to continue, and this goes for that. Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, Jerry Cooper on the vocal. This describes her. Too Marvelous for Words, from 1937.
Thank you. from now on, I'm traveling light. He said goodbye and took my heart away. So from today,
Whiteman and his orchestra, Billie Holiday on the vocal. Travelin' Light, 1943. And Billie was Lady Day on that recording. She was recording under that name because I think she had a contract elsewhere, so she had to record with under a pseudonym. But it was Billie Holiday, most definitely, with Travelin' Light. And yeah, I think a lot of people are. You just do it. You go through and do what you can. And you drop all the stuff you don't need. Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, Jerry Cooper on the vocal, Too Marvelous for Words, 1937. This is Radiola with Andy Sr., and I am deeply grateful that you are listening to this program. And I also want to send out my sincere condolences to the family of this young person who's gone, her mother and brothers and sisters and children and other family and friends, of which I was considered myself extremely fortunate to be one. But yes. In finishing now on Radiola, here's a selection which I feel says an awful lot. And you just want to hope that there's someone there to catch you. That's all. Walter Houston in 1944, Lost in the Stars.
Before Lord God made the sea and the land, He held all the stars in the palm of His hand, and they ran through His fingers like grains of sand. And one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there. And He stated and promised He'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost no more. Now a man don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him. So long as the Lord God's watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day, till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes it seems maybe God's gone away, forgetting the promise that we heard him say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars. Little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars.